Hey everybody, this is Sophie and welcome to episode 196 of the Big Boo Cast. On this episode, it is just Melanie and me. Just the two of us. Just like old times. No Mike Leach. No Phil Rosenthal. Just us. Talking about some things. As we do. So on this episode, and by the way, thank you so much for all your kind comments and messages and emails about the last two episodes. They were super fun. But on this episode, we sort of get back to basics. So we're going to talk about what's been going on in our respective corners of the world. We're going to talk about some makeup that I've enjoyed recently. We're going to talk about a couple of shows that Melanie has watched. Just our regular old content. Feels kind of like we're home again. We don't exactly read a magazine to you like we did in the first episode, but it's not far from that. So anyway, as always, we're so glad you're with us. And we hope this episode makes you laugh and lightens your load just a little bit. So here we go with episode 196. Hey, everybody. This is Sophie. This is Bee Mama.
Hey, it's Melanie. It's Big Mama.
It's just us this week.
Just us. No guests this week. Although I am working on some other guests.
Are you now?
Well, I have gotten some information on how to get in touch with Jimbo Fisher, who, as we might know. But I haven't yet because I haven't pursued it yet because I kind of feel like he might be a little busy right now.
Well, there has been some news out of the SEC office in the last week about some games.
Yes.
So I feel like football season is really kind of maybe starting to crank up on the coaches end, and in a way it has not so far.
That's kind of what I think. And I've wondered to myself if Jimbo might be better to catch maybe in January.
Sure.
You know, as opposed to when he's all ramped up for getting the season going. And what a weird season. But I'm thrilled. Listen, I don't hate the idea of 10 conference games. That's going to be some stellar football.
I can't even, I told you the other night that I started watching this season of Last Chance U.
Yes.
And it's on Netflix. Several of you messaged me to remind me that it was on. Now, I always have to say with Last Chance U, the language is terrible. It's terrible across the board. If language bothers you in heavy doses, it's not the show for you. Mm-hmm. It's certainly not the show for your children. But yes. I was, in episode one, by the end of the episode, I was cheering for the team that's featured. And by the end of episode two, I had been talking for roughly 30 minutes by the time I got to the end of the episode, because it was, you're watching a team figure out who they are. And as you know, there are a few things I love as much as a team, like a healthy team culture.
Yes.
I don't know if they were really there yet, but they were trying to find their way. And I love watching somebody find his or her way as a leader. So we had all those things happening. And I was beside myself. And it really, like that whole night, it was like I was in the middle of a football season. And I had to remind myself the next morning that that was a television show.
Yes.
Easy. And, but it was good to see some kind of competition. Even though those games happened a couple of years ago. So.
Yeah. I get it. I started watching the first episode yesterday. I have not finished, an episode yet just because I got distracted. And, but I do see the appeal of it. 'Cause I was like, oh, football. It's like, I've forgotten about football. It's been so long, you know, 'cause we've been in quarantine 74 years. And so it makes you forget about all the things that used to happen before that.
Yeah. Well, and you know, too, I have gone back to work this week. So, so that's been a whole thing. Like, how do I get my makeup on, you know, like at an early hour? which it's fine. It's fine. I told you earlier, one of the things that I feel very strongly about with going back to school, and listen, I know everybody has all kinds of opinions about what's best.
I haven't heard anything about that.
But I have had to get to a place where I'm like, okay, I've got to trust the wisdom of my leaders and I want to be a team player. I talked about that a little bit on the Patreon episode. So, and I feel like we have so many people, our healthcare workers, our grocery store workers, our servers at restaurants, people who have, our people at Target and Walmart and all those places who have continued to work so hard and to pitch in and to keep things going. My mindset is, since our school is going back, like, okay, I'm going to pitch in and I'm going to help keep things going and I'm going to be safe and I'm not going to be afraid. And so I'm just going to be in it. But it's been a whole thing. And so last night after I got home from my first full day of work in a long time, I was like, I've got to get supper ready. And, so I didn't have time for television last night. I didn't really have time to, so I'm back into that, I guess, again.
You're back in. That's, well, it's like I texted you. I said, Jackie Gordon, we hardly knew thee.
We hardly knew thee, Jackie Gordon.
It was so great while it lasted.
Listen, one of the most nine things I have done in a long time on Sunday. And I'll tell you, I'm not even embarrassed. Because I knew I was starting back to work on Monday. Mm-hmm. So, as you know, since the dawn of time, as you know, the park has been very important to me while I've been home since March. And I've done a lot of thinking and a lot of praying and a lot of processing in that park and being able to prioritize my time in that park has been very life-giving to me. And I have really tried to make the most of it. But I knew Sunday was kind of the end of that little season because I was getting ready to get back to work on Monday. So I did an extra long walk. And as I walked, I thought about what have I learned? I made a mental list of like, Lord, what have you taught me during this time? What do I know now that I didn't know in March? And then, I mean, I might as well have had some sort of David Foster soundtrack playing.
I'm going to tell you what I'm thinking of. I'm throwing it way back to some Boys to Men.
Yeah.
So now we come.
Listen, it would totally
to
fit.
To the end.
Because I took pictures. I took videos. And I wouldn't post it when I got home because I was like, I would roll my eyes at this. So I did an extra long walk and then I made a point to end on the to come out of my walk on the curve that leads to where I always park my car. Mm-hmm. Like I needed to finish it. You know what I mean?
Okay, yeah.
Like I have been on this little track for 5.5 months and I need to finish it. And that's not to say, I mean, I went back yesterday, but it felt like a different chapter. And again, I'm not saying any of this stuff is over in terms of what we're battling with COVID and all that kind of stuff. I mean, I know that we're not at the finish line of that. I'm just saying my role in it is changing.
Yes.
So I felt like I needed to mark it and I felt like I needed some closure. And so I'm very clear on what my lessons were in this. And so when I went to work yesterday morning, I felt great about it. I felt like I'd kind of shut the door on what has been, and I opened the door yesterday into what is forward. And that class is the most Enneagram 9 thing I can bring to the table today. So
it is, but I appreciate it. I appreciate it. I appreciate your heart and going back to school. That's why we love you. I appreciate your attitude. I appreciate that you took a long reflective walk.
I did. Listen, if I had come around that last curve, and there had been a band with a saxophone, I don't think I would have batted an eye. It would have felt just right. You know?
Just right. A rainbow.
I know. The only thing I didn't have was a big sunset. There was not a great sunset Sunday night. I was a little early for the sunset. But if I had a sunset, that would have really been...
That would have been a full circle.
That would have been almost too much. So, anyway,
well, that is delightful.
Hey everybody, it's me here to talk to you about Best Fiends. Melanie and I love us some Best Fiends. It is such a fun way to, one, wind down at the end of the day, or wind down in the morning, if that's your deal, and also to have some socially distant competition with your friends. Melanie and I don't play each other. We're not competing against one another, but I love to check in with her every so often and say, hey, where are you on Best Fiends? And she usually says something like what she said today, which is that she is on level 472. And then I have to say, oh, I'm on 230 something. So maybe I'm not as fast as she is, but it's still fun knowing that we both enjoy it. And considering the fact that there are over 100 million downloads of Best Fiends, I don't think we're the only ones. And that's all the more reason why you don't want to miss out on the Best Fiends craze. Best Fiends is a unique and exciting puzzle game. It updates the game monthly with new levels and events, so it never gets old. It does not require the internet to play, so you don't need to worry about Wi-Fi access or using your cell phone data. And you get to collect tons of cute little characters and use them strategically for each level. Y'all, I love this game, and I am not really a gaming person. I do not have a lot of games on my phone, but this one is just right for me. It has just enough incentive to keep playing, has just enough rewards when you play. It's so fun. It's just challenging enough that you really want to beat the levels, but it's not so challenging that it's frustrating. I am a huge fan, and Melanie is too. It's her favorite thing to do while she watches Perry's TV shows at night. So engage your brain with fun puzzles and collect tons of cute characters. Trust me, with over 100 million downloads, like I said earlier, this 5-star rated mobile puzzle game is a must play. Download Best Fiends for free on the Apple App Store or on Google Play. That's Friends without the R, Best Fiends.
I am going to tell you that I have spent, it started on Saturday. So Saturday was the first day that applications to Texas A&M opened up. Yes. So we spent the day, and I'm going to tell you that I love my state. You know, I love Texas. I'm a proud Texan. I love A&M. I love everything about it. I'm going to tell you that Apply Texas is about the most non-user friendly website.
Oh,
like,
gosh.
I'm like, maybe we could devote some time to coming up with a better system that's a little easier to use and maybe that doesn't clear out all your stuff if you hit the wrong button accidentally.
Oh, no.
I know. So we had that. So we've had that going on, but we got that finished. That felt like we had run a marathon. And then on Monday, which was Caroline's birthday. On Monday, the ACT website opened back up to schedule tests because, as you know, all 47 times we've scheduled Caroline to take the ACT have been canceled.
Is this for the September date?
Well, yes, it was for the September date, but we got online. We got in line online at 10 a.m., which is when it opened up. We waited online. I'm going to tell you that I got up, I had my coffee, like I got us in line, got up, had my coffee, talked to Caroline, drank my coffee, went and worked out, came back home, and at 1:15, it was finally our turn to get to register.
Goodness.
Online. And by then, shockingly, all the September dates were gone everywhere.
I've got to turn my fan on.
No, you're fine.
I have a dress on today. I'm really hot.
Yeah, it's understandable.
So there's going to be a little background noise for a minute while I cool off.
That's okay. So anyway, so all that to say, we finally, by the time we got there, all the September dates were gone. Even like I was willing to drive her to Austin, Houston, wherever, all gone.
Wow.
And so now she's scheduled to take it October 24th. So, you know, we'll see. In a perfect world, I don't think we'd hear from this soon, but I would love it. It would feel right. It would serve the ACT board right if we found out she got into A&M before she ever had to take the ACT. I don't think that actually would happen, but it would make me happy.
So, well, I've got to sign Alex up at some point just to take his first go round.
Well,
but I feel like there are so many seniors. You know what I mean? It's kind of like, since he's just a junior, if he doesn't get to take it for the first time until, I don't know, in the early part of next year. Okay. Like there are a lot of seniors who need to get it done. So I didn't even fight it this time. Seniors need it worse.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was nice of you. And see the fact that you know that, but apparently the ACT.org didn't realize that. because why not set, why not let these poor children who have been trying and have been registered multiple times, why not give them early op to get the first dates?
Right. But yeah. You almost need a few seniors only dates. That's just my suggestion, College Board, but you need a few seniors only dates to play catch up. And then your juniors will be fine if they don't take it until sometime in early 2021. They've got plenty of time.
Yeah. That's what I told myself back in early 2020, but I didn't know about a pandemic. Right. I didn't know about, you have plenty of time, but anyway. So anyway, that is what we've been kind of consumed by that. And then soccer was supposed to start back up. So she's got soccer boot camp this week. Club soccer starts back up. And last night she was so excited because she hasn't been able to be with her team because of everything. And then she's been hurt on top of that and recovering from an injury. And so she was so excited and her friend was picking her up and they were going to go to practice and it started pouring down rain and practice got canceled.
Oh no.
I know. It was like, oh Lord, 2020, what is wrong with you?
Oh so, goodness.
I know. But anyway, but that's, so that was that. And then, so that's what's been going on here, but I will tell you, two things that have been saving my life.
Oh, I can't wait.
So one is, you know, the show Yellowstone.
Yes.
I have blazed through it. Listen, there again, language warning, graphic violence warning, all of the warnings. It's not a kid-friendly show. It's not a kid-friendly show, but God, it's so good. And Kevin Costner is so good in it. Like, I've always been a Kevin Costner fan, but I'm going to tell you that time has served him well. You know,
okay.
Men who just... who age well, and he is one of them. Like,
okay,
I'm not mad at 65-year-old Kevin Costner. Is
okay.
What I'm telling you, and this role is appealing because he's a cowboy, he's on a ranch, he's doing all the things. Essentially, he's my husband, so maybe that explains why I think he's attractive.
In fairness, Perry is not, in fact, 65.
No, he's not. But but he is. But he is aging well. I'll give him that. He's aging well. So anyway, there's that. But then what I have found to counterbalance Yellowstone with all of its angst and drama and graphic violence is a show that several people from the podcast had recommended to me over the years. And I had never watched until the other day. And it's called Life in Pieces.
Yes, I have heard of this show.
On Amazon Prime. I love it. It's a 30-minute sitcom, which means once it's on Amazon Prime, it's like 20 minutes. And it's called Life in Pieces because it's the story of one family. So you have all the same characters and it's an extended family. It's a husband and wife, and then their three grown kids, two sons and a daughter, and then their families. And so it's an extended thing. And it's the best I can describe it is it's a cross between like Modern Family and Parenthood.
Okay.
So it has these heartwarming moments, but it tells it, it's in Life in Pieces because each episode is four short stories about the family.
Okay.
So it's like a 5 minute, here's a story that's going on here. Then here's a story that went on here. Then here's a story. But it's, I'm telling you, the writing is so dadgum funny. I love it. It's a great show.
Well, I want to watch.
It's really good. You would like it. It's a good, just easy, I can put it on while I'm doing other things. It's a great like wind down before bed. Just funny and relatable. And I really, really like it. But I can't believe I haven't watched it before.
Well, I have heard of it too, but I have never watched it before either. So I'm gonna turn my fan off now.
Okay.
I just needed to have a brief cool down. So I need to put that on my list for sure.
Yeah, it's a good one. It would be a good one, especially now that you're back to work, because you could literally watch a quick episode before bed and then be done, you know?
Yeah, just a little, just to kind of shake off the day a little bit.
Yeah, a little wind down.
Hey, y'all, it's me again with a quick break in the middle of the episode to talk to you about HelloFresh. You have no doubt heard Melanie and me say many times that we love to cook. We just wish somebody would tell us what to cook. And especially after being home, as much as we've been home over the last little while, we've kind of run out of our usual repertoire. HelloFresh has been such a delightful discovery for me. First of all, HelloFresh's recipes are delicious. They offer tons of recipes to choose from each week to help you break out of your recipe rut, which is exactly where I have been. HelloFresh also helps us to save some time. They have a contactless delivery to your doorstep. And they also cut out stressful meal planning and grocery store trips so you can enjoy cooking and get dinner on the table in just about 30 minutes. And I tested it. That's accurate. Maybe the best thing I like about HelloFresh is that it's flexible. You can easily change your delivery days or your food preferences. You can skip a week if you need to. And feeding the whole family has never been easier with the larger box sizes for more servings and more savings. Let me just tell y'all, the first night that I did a HelloFresh meal, I made these pork and mushroom burgers. And I didn't really know what they were going to be like, but it came with everything I needed for the burgers, right down to little packets of vegetable stock, which made me really happy, and fresh potatoes, all the fresh ingredients that you need to go with it. And y'all, those burgers were delicious. They were so good. And it took me 30 minutes to get supper on the table. And then a couple of days later, I made a balsamic fig chicken that was out of this world. It was so delicious. So I am officially on board with the HelloFresh life. And I love that I got to cook, which I enjoy so much, but I didn't have to make any decisions about cooking. I feel like there are some of you who are on board with me about this. So I would encourage you to give HelloFresh a try. It is America's number one meal kit. And all you have to do to try is to go to HelloFresh.com/BigBoo80 and use the promo code BigBoo80 to get a total of $80 off, including free shipping on your first box. Additional restrictions apply. Please visit HelloFresh.com for more details. Again, that's HelloFresh.com/BigBoo80 and use the promo code BigBoo80 at checkout to get a total of $80 off, including free shipping on your first box. Alrighty, here we go. Back to episode 196. Well, I have found that I've worn makeup occasionally over the course of the time I've been home, but I have not worn it regularly. And so I sort of had to think through it. I had to restock a little bit as I was kind of getting ready to go back to work. So yeah. I have a few things that I have enjoyed as I have.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. And I'm normally not the beauty product person as much as you are.
Mm-hmm. I'm so intrigued. I can't wait to hear.
Well, this is not anything earth shattering, but one is I have somehow come out on this side this side of the pandemic, with a really bad eyelash situation. I don't really know why. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I've cut them off with my eyelash curler. I don't know if I have, I don't know what's going on with my eyelashes, but I did buy a natural eyelash enhancer from Amazon. It's not one of the heavy duty kinds because I don't want the dark spots on my eyes. And I know that they say they have gotten rid of that, but I would just prefer not to run the risk. This is a natural eyelash enhancer. I don't know yet if it works. I've only been using it for about a week. I'm using it twice a day, but I will keep you posted. But it doesn't sting or anything like that. So that may mean it doesn't work. But I know you would feel better if it stung a little bit.
Well, I don't know, when it comes to eyelash enhancers, you really want those to sting. I feel like that probably the fact that it doesn't sting is probably better in the whole scheme of things.
But these next two things, you know, I always have struggled with my eye makeup in that I don't know how to do it. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to put on eye makeup. I don't know how to contour.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a lot of like eyelid space. So how to use that space is confusing. It's like decorating a small room.
Yeah. You know,
like where do you put things? I don't know what to do. Where do the chairs go? I don't know.
Uh-huh.
So I've kind of learned that simple is usually better, but I have grown weary of eyeshadow where you have a lot of, where it's super powdery. Like that's not helpful to me.
No.
So I got some Marc Jacobs gel powder eyeshadow. I just ordered it from Sephora and it's in a real neutral color called Perfecto, which is just kind of a creamy whitey, maybe like a little bit of a yellowy undertone or a gold undertone to it. Just something you would put over your whole eye. But I really like it because let me tell you what it does is it stays.
Mm.
It stays all day. Yeah. It doesn't go anywhere. And then what I have liked pairing it with, which I, again, kind of, you know, I hate to say my eyes are old, but my eyes are aging.
Yes.
So it's the Bobbi Brown Long Wear Cream Shadow Stick. And it's eyeshadow and a stick.
And so when I put it on my eyelids, I just do kind of a thick layer right at the top of my eyelids. And then I use a brush just to kind of smooth it out and blend.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm telling you, it's great because there's no powder fallout from that. And again, it stays. It adheres in a way
that's important
that other things haven't. But I really like it. I like having that eyeshadow because you can almost use it on the top like a really thick eyeliner, you know, and then blend it in. And I like the feel of it, and I like the look of it a lot. So here's my final thing is that, you know, I've said before, I'm a bad dry shampoo user. I haven't found one I love because there's something about the aerosol ones. I don't love the smell. It troubles me. I'm real funny about smells. And Hazel, again, is snoring. The podcast is so relaxing to her.
But just the sound of your voice. It's just for her to be able to lay near and hear the sound of your voice.
I think it's that she knows maybe she sees the headphones and she goes, oh, she's not leaving. She's here.
She's here. Yeah.
So we have a sponsor of the podcast called Pros, and they make shampoo and that kind of stuff. And so they have a dry shampoo that I ordered. And let me tell you, it is not an aerosol. It's in a pump. And at first you're like, oh, this is kind of weird because it's not an aerosol. I love it so much. And it's I don't understand its ways, but as a blonde, it's the best one I've used. So I've been trying to follow a couple of different tips. One is yours about putting it on at night, which is really good. Somebody else messaged me and said that they had learned to put it on when they first do their hair, like with clean hair. And it kind of gives you some texture up in there, which it does.
Yes.
And I love it. So it's just the Pros dry shampoo.
Okay.
And the thing about it is you go online and you answer some questions and it gives you a little formula and we have a code, but I will use this again and again. I love that it's not an aerosol, because it doesn't have a smell at all.
Oh, okay.
It's almost like a powder gun. Like you just,
you
shoot it, you kind of aim it and then you scrunch it and it's great. So I have kind of over the last couple of weeks, I have only been washing my hair like every third or fourth day, which for me is unheard of.
I was going to say, that's unprecedented.
I know. Now, last night I had to wash it because I got so hot when I went walking. Yeah. There was no coming back from that. But
anyway. And plus the emotion of your walk last night.
No, that was Sunday. It was Sunday.
Oh, okay. No,
yesterday was the new season. Sunday was when I closed the door.
Okay.
The door. But anyway, but I really love it. So if you have been a picky dry shampoo customer, as I have, this may be your answer because I'm really carried away with it.
Well, that is really good to know. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I just ordered today more of my, because I was running low on my dry volume blast, which is, and I do use that day one in my hair. So I would assume that's probably the same as using a dry shampoo in terms of texture.
Yeah, it does help. This morning, because yesterday I felt like my hair was really flat by the end of the day.
Yeah.
This morning I reverted back to an old trick from my college days and I flipped my hair upside down and sprayed it.
That's a good one.
I'd forgotten all about it and then flipped it back over and brushed it. And that didn't make a difference.
Yeah, that does. Well, it's funny that you say how you don't like an aerosol, because I think it goes into, that falls into how I like products to really sting my face. And I think it's the 80s in me that there's nothing I love more than holding my hair and just doing that. It makes me feel like that's the whole, I like that sound. I like the feeling of I'm really spraying the heck out of it.
Yeah. I like an aerosol hairspray. I don't have any problem with that, but there's something about an aerosol dry shampoo. I just haven't found one that I loved. So, so I feel like this Pros pump situation, I don't know. It meets my needs on some levels. So,
That's good. I like that.
Yeah. Well, so those are my exciting beauty product developments. Hey y'all, it's me with a final break in the episode to talk to you about Margaret M. Margaret M offers a line of clothing that is versatile, it's easy to wear, it looks great on a woman of any shape, any size, and women that have already discovered the Margaret M slimming pants immediately fall in love and say that they are the most comfortable, flattering pair of pants they have ever worn. They say the same about Margaret M's shorts and their skirts. What makes these pants and shorts and skirts so magical is the memory stretch fabrics and fit. You will never feel and look better, whether at work or play. So they have a wide range of prints that go from classic to fun. All of their garments can be put in the washing machine so you don't have to deal with dry cleaning, and they're versatile enough that you can wear them at work or you can wear them casually. You can dress them up or you can dress them down. I recently tried Margaret M pants for the first time, and as somebody who is getting ready to get back into the normal routine of my work, I will tell you that I love the way that these pants look and feel. They're pull-on, they're easy to wear, but they also fit so well, and they're available in all sizes, from extra small to double XL, and then plus sizes 1X to 3X, depending on selected style. I have wondered if I even know what it looks like to dress for work anymore after the last 5.5 months in some form of yoga pants and some form of t-shirt. And I'm so excited that I have these Margaret M pants to get me back into the swing of things. All you need are just a pair of these pants, a cute pair of wedges, and then a solid top, and you are ready to go. I am delighted to tell you that Margaret M has a great offer for our Big Boo listeners today, and that is 25% off by using the promo code BIGBOO25, BIGBOO25. Margaret M offers hassle-free returns if you're not satisfied. So all you do to get 25% off your first order is go to margaretm.ca. That's margaretm.ca. And then use the promo code BIGBOO25. Don't miss out on this great offer. You're going to love these pants and these shorts and these skirts a lot. Alrighty, back to 196.
So you're all set, which is a good time to find beauty products now that you're back out in the world where people are.
I know. And I have to wear real clothes. David asked me Sunday, he was like, so do you get to wear shorts and a t-shirt to school?
Yeah.
Or your walking tights and a t-shirt? And I don't. So
no.
I had to think about it yesterday. I put on white jeans yesterday for the first time. I haven't worn them all summer. Why would I put on pants?
No, so, you wouldn't. Well, it's funny. I had to have an intervention with myself because over the weekend, Belk online had a huge 40% off sale on and it was all this Free People stuff. And you know how I love some Free People. And it was flare jeans. It was these tunic tops. It were things. And I was so ready to buy. I was I am going for it. And then I realized I have nothing. I literally have nothing. I have nowhere to be. I have no day-to-day routine. I have no speaking events that are going to be in person. Everything's been changed to virtual through the fall and really even into the early spring, which I hadn't booked anything for spring purposely because Caroline, it'll be spring of her senior year. Mm-hmm. And so I was what do I need clothes for? At this point, all I need are some Target pajama pants and some joggers, and I have those. So it was kind of sad because I like getting dressed for stuff, but other than going to church, I'm not going anywhere right now.
Well, I went in Anthropology the other day, mm-hmm. and while I was in the store, I looked on the sale rack, and I have maybe been in a store to shop in person maybe three times in the last five. I just have not shopped much at all. And so, I just have been more comfortable staying home.
Yeah.
And so, but while I was in there, I went back to the sale room and I found the cutest dress that had was on the sale rack and had been marked down a lot. And then it was an additional 40% off. And I had a feeling that I have not had in a really long time when I left that store, which was one, I had gotten a bargain. Two, mm-hmm. I had gotten a bargain for something that I thought was so darling, I would have been tempted to pay full price for it. And three, that feeling, that sort of pretty woman, Julia Roberts on Rodeo Drive feeling, like you have a bag and you're just kind of swinging it because you found something cute.
Yes.
Anyway, so I got that for school. And then, but mainly I've just got to remember how to put clothes together.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? Well, I can't wait to see the dress. I tried to go online after you had told me about it.
It's not online. I looked. I think somebody ordered it, and then it was a return to the store because I went online specifically because I was going to show you a picture of it.
Yeah.
for y'all who did not hear my conversation with Melanie, it's the brand called Maeve that Anthropologie carries, which is one of my very favorite brands. Mm-hmm. So, but it's more than I typically spend on clothes. And so I, you know, to find one of their dresses on sale was really good. So anyway, but I'll send you a picture of it.
Okay. Yeah. Cause I want to see, cause I'm
it's
very
really cute.
Curious because I love that brand. Mm-hmm. And so I wanted to see, and then I went on to research and I was like, it is, I don't see anything that looks no. like anything you described here.
No. All. And you would have liked it too. Like you would have, you, it's a you thing too. I mean, it is just a hair short of a house dress, but it's got a collar and it's got cute little slit. I mean, it's darling. So
oh, that's so cute. Okay.
Anyway, so I'm going to try to get myself organized over it. We don't have kids coming back to school until for 2 weeks. And so over the course of the next 2 weeks, I'm going to try to get my closet really organized. Mm-hmm. Try to remember what I have. I'm going to do a clean out, get rid of some things.
Yeah.
And just try to get myself organized in that way because I have not been in a minute.
Well, we've done, I laughed because I said at some point we've now been in the pandemic long enough that we did our second elaborate clean out.
Yes, you said the other day that you were doing a big clean out.
Yeah, so we did. So the playroom, we did. Caroline wanted to rearrange it. So she wanted to take some stuff out and rearrange it. And she wants to change the bedding and all that stuff, which is fine. And then, I mean, she's only going to be home one more year, but essentially she wants to make it, everything she's wanting to do will really make it a more functional guest room in the whole scheme of things. So that kind of works out. But we did a major clean out of stuff. But one of the developments was that we moved, you know, the antelope, as we know, famously was in the living room, and then it got moved to the playroom where it had had its home for a long time. And now I regret to inform you that the antelope is in my bedroom.
Okay. Now, is it in your bedroom like you wanted, like with above your bed?
No, I'm telling you that now I have three different animal heads in my bedroom.
Okay.
That's what I'm telling you.
So what you're telling me is you couldn't make a case for it to go to the back house.
No. And here's the whole funny thing. And this tells you kind of this, and this Perry says nothing sums up living with me like this, what happened last week. So he took the antelope down because Caroline was like, I don't want it in here. It's too big. It takes up too much room. Cause she was really wanting the room to feel more spacious. I think we're going to paint it white. Right now it's a light gray, but she wants it to be white, white. And so we were kind of getting things down off the wall and planning for that. And so Perry opened, he said, I'm just going to go put this in the back house. And I was like, great, done. So then like 2 days later, I was sitting in here with Perry and Caroline. And I was like, so where'd you put the antelope? I said, where is it? And he goes, it's in the back house. And I was like, oh, okay. Well, then he left to go fishing because he fished in a tournament this past weekend. And when Caroline decided to sleep in my room on, I guess it was Friday night. And so Caroline and I went to get in bed Friday night and I looked up and I go, oh, that antelope's hanging right here in my room. Like it's like right across from like where I go to sleep. Like I would make eye contact with it every time I looked up. And Caroline said, yeah, Dad hung it there a week ago and he was just waiting to see how long before you'd notice.
Yes.
And it's massive. I mean, the fact, like, how on earth, I don't either I'm so accustomed to animal heads coming out of my wall that it doesn't even faze me, or I'm just completely oblivious because how on earth I had not seen it before then, I don't know.
No, because that thing is big. Like I've only seen it in your living room, but it came out a ways.
I mean, it's like having a cow. I mean, it's like having a cow coming out of your wall. I mean, it's not like a deer. I'm telling you, it's enormous. And so anyway, it's now in our bedroom, but listen, it's fine. Nobody goes in our bedroom anyway, except for us. So it's just going to be what it's going to be, I guess.
Well, I don't have any news about any sort of animal heads in my house, but I do need to do a clean out before. I mean, I have books and just all the stuff that I feel like I have kind of moved over the course of the last few months. I've just sort of moved it from room to room. Thinking maybe I would find a home for everything, but I think I just need a donate pile is what I need more than anything.
Yeah. Yeah. I get that. I mean, that's kind of Caroline's closet could probably use another clean out again. I mean, the thing is once you start on it, you just, where do you stop? Because
right.
I mean, I cleaned out from under our cabinets again and I don't know. It's every time I clean out to me, it's a little easier because there's stuff that I'm like, well, now it's been another 6 months that we have not used that thing. you know, yeah. or we did not do all the puzzles I thought we would do during the pandemic. So we can
get rid of some puzzles now.
I ordered one puzzle, and when that sucker had not been touched within about 2 weeks, I mm-hmm. just returned it to Amazon. Okay. I thought, you know what? We're not going to be puzzle people while mm-hmm. we're home. We're just mm-hmm. not going to be. So I returned it to Amazon.
Yeah.
And that has really been, I will say, I don't know. I mean, certainly our local grocery stores and our local drug stores, all those things have been huge, but Amazon has really been, really been helpful during all this.
It's the hero that we all needed in our lives. I came across mm-hmm. something that I had ordered early on in the pandemic, but what I had ordered myself was a paint by number kit.
I'm not surprised. You've trained for years with the app on your phone.
I have, but I ordered a real paint by number kit.
Time to take that thing to the next level.
Mm-hmm. So to make it real. Mm-hmm. Now it's still sitting and it has not been used, but I have it just in case. So at some point, if I decide I want to paint by number, I can.
Now here's an Amazon question for you. Did you see Lisa Whittle's picture of the dress she ordered from Amazon on her Instagram?
Yes, that caftan.
Yes.
I own that. I already have that.
You do?
Yes.
I have to get one now. If y'all both have it.
Yes, I ordered it. I think I got it 2 years ago during the summer that I first became caftan obsessed is when I got it.
Have you worn it?
I wear it around the house. Yeah, I wear it around the house. It feels very formal. Like you could really wear it out, I feel like.
She did.
Yeah. But I've worn it around the house. I have not worn it out.
Is it silk or is it?
No, okay. It's cotton. It's like a cotton rayonish type.
I'm going to find it right now.
Yeah.
How do I look for it? I wonder.
Hold on. Let me look. I'm going to look in my, we're going back to the old days. Let me look in my orders on Amazon. I had actually pulled Amazon up. Hold on. Cause it's not called, was it called a caftan? Oh, here it is.
Oh.
It is by Busu Beach, BSUBSCA.
I got
Beach.
It.
Yep. There it is.
There it is.
Yep. $25.99. No, I ordered it. Hold on. Now I want to go back and tell you when I ordered it. April 16th, 2018.
I had no idea you had it.
Yep. Yep. I have it. And when I ordered it, it was when I was researching caftans. And it didn't, at the time I was like, I don't know that I would wear this out, but it totally looks so cute when you wear, I mean, there's no reason why you shouldn't wear it out.
Lisa looked darling, I thought, in her picture.
It's super cute. That keyhole at the neck comes down. I will tell you that it comes down a little deep. So you do have to wear, if you were going to wear it out of your house, you probably would need to wear some sort of a tank or something.
Okay.
Some sort of something, because it does come down a little deep right there.
Okay. Well, I have on my original caftan today. I wore that to school. The black one we all got.
Yes. That kind of has the like harem looking.
Yeah.
That sides. Just yeah.
off your shoulders if you wanted to, but I didn't.
Yes. Yes. Well, I think you could wear this one and it'd be like Mrs. Hudson. I mean, cause it's.
But what is that in us? Like, is it too much mauled when we were young? Like, what is it about? I mean, I am, if it looks like a hostess dress or hostess pajama mm-hmm. or something somebody would have worn on Mad Men, I am all the way in it. There is no such thing as like 270s with this kind of thing for me.
No, there. I mean, that's the whole thing. And I think it is. I think it's a 70s influence. I think maybe it's throwing it back to like we remember our grandparents wearing it. And you know who else has a caftan obsession, and she's been helping me. And I started following her. Ree had posted about her. Amira Martin.
Oh, yeah.
You know who I'm talking about? And she dances with her coffee cup in the morning, yes, and she's a darling.
Yes, I do follow her.
Okay. She has a caftan obsession. And so she actually posted this one. She was wearing this one yesterday or the day before, but she's also ordered one, and she posted it today. And I was like, oh, I'm getting that. And it's a Christmas one. And it's like a green zip up with like candy canes and reindeers all over it.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, I'm so getting that for Christmas morning. Like
yes,
that.
Ma'am. Well, I think I may order this one. The B sub seat women bathing suit cover up ethnic print caftan beach maxi dress.
Here's what Amazon isn't going to say in two words what they can say in 45, and I appreciate that.
Yeah, but this is just, it's darling.
Isn't it so
I don't
cute?
Know that I would wear it to work. It'd be a little bit, I mean, that's a lot of look for,
but for dinner with friends or like to go out for date night or something, I think it would be so cute. Part of what has happened with me is I wore it and then it does have to be ironed, which is,
that's unfortunate.
Yeah, that's, I'm just going to go ahead and give you that disclaimer, is it does need to be ironed.
You could just take it to the cleaners, couldn't you?
Yeah, you could. And I've been torn in that no man's land of like, if it's just a house dress, I'm not going to take it to the cleaners.
Listen, what a fun house dress, if that's what it is to you. I mean, you've knocked it out of the park in the house dress department, if that's what it is. I feel bad that we've talked about this now for the last 5 minutes and y'all can't even see it. So just scroll on down and click on it in the show notes. And that way you can look.
You can see it. Yeah.
As we contemplate it. But I just, you know, there, like I can see, it doesn't, I don't know. This is one of those things where it's, how much is it? It's $25.99. I'm like, why would you not?
Yeah.
Why would you not? Something like this. I don't know. That big graphic print and the colors. Mm-hmm. It's so great.
It is. I feel like it's something that everybody could benefit from having, whether you wear it out, whether you wear it as a pool cover up, which I have worn it as a pool cover up. It's a great piece to have for $25.99. It's very Betty Draper-ish, I feel like.
The other thing that I did recently, like yesterday, mm-hmm. is because I always wait to buy, you know how I love booties.
Yes.
I have had these two pairs of booties, a brown pair and a black pair that I got at Nordstrom Rack that I love so much that I bought the brown pair again when they went on sale, but they're really shot, like all the way shot. And mm-hmm. I tried to drag it out last year, and that brown pair, I'm telling you what, if a pair of shoes could cry for mercy, they would. And if they could wave a white flag, they would. Like, they're done.
They're done.
So I looked last year for replacements, but I kind of waited too late into the fall and winter, you know, because mm-hmm. you reach a point where everything's sort of gone. And
yeah.
So I thought this year I'm as soon as the shoes start making an appearance, I'm going to really dig in and try to find mm-hmm. some replacements. So I ordered some last week from Nordstrom. They came in, they were too big. Returned them. And so now I've ordered another brown pair and another black pair, and I'm waiting for them to come in. So
okay.
I'm trying to get prepared because I don't like the scramble of it mm-hmm. being time for our booties and not having any. And mine really are. Like that brown pair, I couldn't wear them when it rained anymore.
Okay, that's a sign.
The water would just kind of seep in. So mm-hmm. that's not great.
Mm-hmm. No, it's a sign. Well, you know the Nordstrom sale. I don't know if you've seen on Instagram, but the Nordstrom anniversary sale has started. I don't know if you can tell.
Did you see on the Daily Tay, did you see her video where she was prepping for the Nordstrom sale? It brought me so much joy. We'll link to that too. It was great. But yes.
She's so funny. She is so funny. But she's booties, uh-huh. moto jacket, buttons. Yeah,
pockets.
Yes.
So, but yes, I know the Nordstrom sale is coming up. They always have great stuff. But I didn't know how easy it would be for me to hop on things, you know, like with being back at work. So I just decided to. There are a couple of things I am looking for that I hope they have. And I always like to honestly stock up on undergarments during the Nordstrom anniversary sale. It's always a good time to sort of restock mm-hmm. in mm-hmm. that area. So I'll for sure do that. But and I might find some other booties there.
Yeah. Well, and it seems like they have a good collection. Now I'm not, because I don't shop at, I mean, I love Nordstrom, but I'm not a VIP or anything. So I can't shop the sale until like August 13th, I think is the day. So I've got a long way to go. But I have learned, this is what I will caution everyone. It's real easy to get caught up in all the hype of the Nordstrom sale, but you have to remember your basics. Like this is a great time. Like you said, undergarments, beauty products that either you've been wanting to try or that you love. Like, I think it's remember to stay sensible, because there have been years that I've gotten all caught up in well, I've got to get 47 of these blankets because they're on sale, or I'm going to get 72 sweater coats, and you're not going to wear 72 sweater coats. Nope. So, and plus I think it's hard to know in August what you're really going to want to wear in January.
Yeah. What I typically look for, I'll look for Jo Malone body wash if that's on sale, because mm-hmm. I'm not paying full price or regular price for that. So I need that to be on sale if I'm going to get some. I will look for my Zella leggings that I love and see if yes. those are on sale, because that's something that I will wear all the time when I'm at mm-hmm. home. Mm-hmm. And I'll look for shoes, and then I will look for my favorite kind of bra that yeah. that they sell, because usually when it's on sale, it's a good sale. So, and it's yeah. a great time to buy sports bras too. So
yeah, that's true.
I'm with you. Basics. It's not, yeah. it's not a time to decide that you want a funky new kind of, mm-mm. I don't know, jacket,
faux fur coat yeah, or something. No. You don't need that. Mm-hmm. I know for sure what one of the things I'm going to get, and last year I made an error and I got the new eyelash growth serum. Yes. And it's not as good as the Revitalash. So this year I'm going to pivot back and I'm going to get the Revitalash, because they always have the buy two. So it's like you get two for $98, and normally each tube is $98.
Okay.
So that is for sure at the top of my list if it's not gone by August 13th.
Well, that's so true. Yeah.
I know. So
that's the whole thing.
Yeah. But the Nordstrom sale is going on right now, in case you didn't know, which if you don't know, it's because you're not on Instagram.
Yeah. Because everybody's talking about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, is there anything else we need to cover or dig into? I don't even know how long we've been talking. I assume this is long enough for an episode.
Well, listen, last week we had on Phil Rosenthal, and this week we've just talked about a caftan for 45 minutes. Uh-huh. I don't know.
Every week's else, different. Mm-hmm.
I don't know what else you could possibly want. No, I don't think I have anything else. I just, I don't really have anything else. We are just kind of slowly, I guess, getting back into the swing of, I guess, real life. I don't know. Semi-real life. I don't know. We'll see. Some attempt at it. Yeah. So we've got soccer going on. We've got soccer in Houston this weekend, which I think I'm actually going to send Perry. I don't think I'm going to go.
Okay.
And I know, which isn't really like me, but we have to board the dogs, and it's like a whole thing, and it's preseason games, and I don't know how much Caroline's going to be playing. And so I'm kind of like, maybe I just am going to stay home. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what okay. happens. Yeah.
All right. So we support you.
Well, thank you. So that was that.
There you have it, everybody.
There you have it.
Okay. Well, we'll be back next week with all manner of fun, and not Jimbo Fisher yet, but hopefully, no. Lord willing, someday soon.
Someday. All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye. We'll talk to y'all later.